Last winter, I joined a group of middle-aged jocks who swim laps at 5:30 several mornings a week. 5:30 a.m. No one except babies and farmers should be up that early. At the start of my New Year's regime, it was dark, starry, bitterly cold, fully and unutterably night in small-town Wisconsin. 4:55, I'd tiptoe out of the house, the feral cats on the porch blinking up at me from their bed of old comforters, puzzled more than annoyed by the light. What are you doing out here at this hour? Other creatures, who knows what they were, skittered off into the outer blackness. The world was theirs, and I had that youthful romantic notion that the world at that hour was mine, too. All mine, driving on the empty roads through the country until just over the horizon, a tip of light and up a rise. There it was, the blazing glass bubble, the gym safely landed on what was once a field. The gym, the temple of the body, the shrine to our desire to sweat communally. Inside, beyond the portal, what music, what motion, and what cheerful employees handing out towels. Have a nice workout. A nice workout. Armies of men and women were already on the treadmills and the elliptical machines, legions lifting weights and rowing on solid ground. This is Wisconsin, I wanted to shout. Go milk your cows. By 5:30, we swimmers were in the water with our coach, the 26-year-old mermaid. She chewed gum as she swam because clearly that's what mermaids do. For an hour in the chlorinated bath, we kicked and pulled and glided, becoming endorphinally happier and happier, and I might go so far as to say spiritually purified, filled with the virtue of doing something difficult, if unnatural. So that afterwards, in the locker room, there could not have been a more joyful place. The professional women were drying their hair, putting on makeup and their fantastical business wear, accessorizing and chattering. I dreamed I kissed Matt Damon last night, a 60-year-old groovy girl said one day. We were all glad for her. She carefully traced her lip line with a pencil. It is very important, she explained, to apply lipstick after you've been making out. The locker room in this universe was part bar, part church, part confessional, part holiday party, part therapy session, part fashion show, and part cosmetics counter. If only junior high physical education had been so ecstatic, every girl so generous. What was the dream world, the cocoon of sleep in winter compared to the gym at dawn? Now, in spring, it's back to running outside at a reasonable hour. Is that otherworldly other world still there, do you suppose? Or has the gym floated off to another field, mermaid and all, doing its extraterrestrial magic for another group of early risers?